knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys' teeth.
You could maybe twist his arm.
He might. We might get him to. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Just okay?
What's
okay.
the matter?
What's yeah, wrong,
I'm at,
little soldier?
I'm at O'Hare. And yeah. I don't know. Like, when you guys travel, do you have, like, a go-to snack or something, you know, that you're, what
sure.
you like to take with you?
Fondue.
What would be? What is it?
Fondue.
Do you like to take fondue?
Sure.
Like a cheese fondue or like hot oil?
Hot oil with
just
some
ignore him.
Little bits of pork with some garlic. So
sounds
good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I used to love when you'd fly out of Midway, there was a Potbelly's right there, and Potbelly's sandwiches are a perfect go-to pre-flight thing,
yeah.
but then they closed it.
They did. Why, Dean, why do you bring this up?
Well, this has been for some time, but I'm just finally aggravated by it today. It used to be you could buy, remember those Planter peanut bars?
Of course.
That you could buy, the yeah. bars.
Bars?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're
like a payday.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. Not nougat, but it's a peanut bar basically.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
But I used to love those and look forward to them and
boy,
every
you have
time
a
I
sad
come to
life.
The airport.
Oh, Wendy.
I look for my Planter peanut bars and was disappointed.
And now again. Are they gone everywhere or just from the airport?
I haven't been able to find them any place.
Oh, I know some people in the candy game. Let me see what I can do.
Really?
You know yeah. Mr. Peanut?
I know Mr. Peanut.
Wow. Now, see, I thought you wore that top hat and cane.
The monocle?
Just as a fashion choice.
No.
I didn't know that was because you had a friend in the business.
Yeah, I got a friend in the business. Let me see what I can put together.
Dean, are you just at O'Hare because you wanted to go get lunch, or are you going somewhere?
Because I wanted some peanut bar.
Yeah. Delicious lunch for under $300. What's wrong with that?
And well, the thing that I like to do is I do like to come here for lunch. So, you know, there's a lot of food choices. But what I really enjoy is being able to park my car for $40.
Right. It's a bargain, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, that makes it the extra special experience. I'm going to New York City today. And tomorrow we'll interview Liam Neeson.
Oh, nice.
Liam Neeson tomorrow. So.
You know, his daughter got abducted.
Well, fortunately, he's got a special set of skills to try to remedy that.
Oh, all right, good.
All right,
happens,
speaking
so.
Of a special set of skills, he is rumored to be the modern day's Milton Berle.
Milton Berle of our generation.
And I just want you to think of that while
wow.
you're talking to him.
Wow. Actually, I've heard that rumor in the past, and I've had to really distract myself.
Yeah. Speaking of Mr. Peanut...
No, the opposite.
Oh, the opposite, right. Right, 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 right.
How do those rumors, Wendy, how do those rumors get started?
I think Liam Neeson started those rumors.
I think Bill starts these things. I don't know how that started.
Yeah.
It is an urban legend that
yeah.
he's gifted.
Can I tell you
just acting.
Can I tell you a weird coincidence about Liam Neeson?
Please.
That was the car dealership that I got my very first car at, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson Chevrolet?
Yeah, Liam Neeson Chevrolet, and then I got another car to Harrison Ford.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Why don't you go to the airport with Dean?
I'll
go to Dean.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
B-stock.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, tell him that. He'll love that.
Right.
He'll get excited.
I'm traveling with my friend Gene Honda, the announcer.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Boarding in 1 minute.
Dean, you need to weigh in on a debate that Wendy and I were having. Now, this started because of Lady Gaga saying that she denounces the work that she did with R. Kelly. So we were talking about how that affects films and television shows. What do you think? If you look at those movies or TV shows where somebody like Kevin Spacey or Bill Cosby or the list goes on and on, what do we do with that? I mean, they still need to exist, but how do we enjoy them knowing what we know now?
I don't know if you can enjoy them in the same way that you did before. It's very distracting. And I'm flipping around the channels and I see the old Cosby Show,
yeah.
Which is perfectly delightful and funny. But he comes on screen, and you're immediately distracted by the fact that, you know, all of the allegations and charges against him. I can't watch it the same way. I don't think I've seen a Kevin Spacey movie in a while to have that kind of distraction upon me. But I think of it, you know, if I hear Louis C.K. Comedy someplace, I'm completely distracted by that now as well. So I don't know what you do with it. Do you just put it on the shelf?
Will that ever go away, do you think, Dean? Will there ever be a time now that Bill Cosby doesn't show up somewhere, or Kevin Spacey or Louis C.K., where you can separate it, or is that forever now?
I don't think there's going to ever be a time where I can separate it. You know, maybe in 50 years it's not going to mean as much to, you know, generations who, you know, practically don't even know who these people are until they look up their histories. But it's going to be, you know, just like this Liam Neeson bug, Wendy, that you just put in my head. I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to unsee that.
You know, Wendy's
Wait,
a
you
huge...
saw it?
No, Wendy.
Oh.
Dean, Wendy is a huge Fatty Arbuckle fan, and she was saying his work still holds up today.
His material does still hold up today.
Sure.
But it's the same thing, because he was, I don't know if he was arrested or just accused of, was it child molestation, Bill?
Fatty Arbuckle?
He violated someone
you don't want to.
A bottle.
Yeah.
That's the alleged rumor.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
He never worked again.
No,
after
he didn't.
All that came out. I don't remember if it was just an allegation, like almost all of them are right now, until they're litigated in a court. They're just accusations, or if it was something that was proven or not. But it was career-ending for him.
Right.
You know what I find most interesting about this whole R. Kelly thing right now, and it's disgusting. Just the whole thing is disgusting. I've always said that it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I have found it fascinating that for nearly 20 years, people have talked about this, joked about it, hinted about it, and nobody ever really turned another eye toward the R. Kelly situation. Yet, the moment Bill Cosby was accused without any court of law, without any proof, career ending. Same with Kevin Spacey. Go down the list of all these artists. At the least bit of accusation, they're done.
Yeah.
R. Kelly, the accusations have been going on
forever,
for nearly 20 years, and nobody has said boo.
Isn't that crazy?
It's such an interesting, maybe I guess we live in a different
world. It is different. We brought this up earlier, and, you know, pre-Me Too, you had to be proven guilty, and a lot of these things were settled in court, and I think everybody just moved on. Now, even an allegation makes you guilty before proven guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strange time that we're living in. Good that people are talking about it. Good that people are coming forward. But you know, it is a different world. I was watching some old 70s sitcoms where, you know, on a lot of these shows, promiscuity was highlighted.
Sure.
How many you know, women you could date, and you know, even go further with, you know, or badges of honor. And it's so weird and uncomfortable now that, you know, how that was treated then and how it's viewed now. It's such an interesting shift.
Have you read Molly Ringwald's talking about the John Hughes movies, which kind of made her famous? And she said, I don't like that my kids watch them because the messages in those movies are not good.
Yeah, I remember she was in Chicago several years ago, and we actually talked about that, and you know, she regretted a lot of the things that she participated in back then.
And why did we find it funny back then too? That's what I like wonder.
Don't understand.
I'm glad we've grown as a society.
All right, Dean, sit tight. We'll come back and we'll find out what movies are opening this weekend with Dean Richards. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
That was supposed to be a 10-second commercial.
It was an hour and a half. You're welcome.
We're chatting with Dean Richards. He is at O'Hare, and some good advice for you from a texter. You can find...
It says, tell Dan, I guess that's you, Dean, that he can get one of those peanut bars at Walgreens.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay, well, as soon as they open a Walgreens here at O'Hare, I'll be set.
That's fair.
Stock up on them.
Wait, hey, Dan, I just said that you can get a bowl of those bars at Walgreens. some guy named Dan that was right here. I don't know how the texter knew that.
I don't know. All right, let's start out with, Kevin Hart has a new movie out, Wendy. This is exciting.
Yes,
The Upside.
Does, Bill. Yes. Your favorite actor of all time, Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Interestingly, with Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Who I do like very much.
You would not expect to see in the same movie.
No.
It's the story of a New York billionaire who happens to be quadriplegic, who needs to hire a caretaker, someone to help him in and out of bed, to run errands for him, to do things for him. And Kevin Hart, who has in the movie, his character has zero qualifications for this, but for some reason, the billionaire finds him interesting and quirky and funny and hires him to be his caretaker. It's a complete odd couple kind of situation that you would think go down a very predictable road, you know, with, you know, Kevin doing his Kevin Hart stuff. But he's about 80% toned down in this movie.
Hmm.
It's maybe one of them, or I don't exactly want to call it a dramatic turn for him, but by Kevin Hart standards, it is.
Yeah.
There's still lots of laughs, and many of them are predictable laughs, but there are also moments in this film, and I think it's largely because of the weight that Bryan Cranston brings to his character of someone who is quadriplegic, having a very difficult time dealing with the fact that he no longer can use his arms or legs and is dependent on somebody else who is so completely different than he is, that, you know, he sort of elevates Kevin Hart a little bit with this. This movie actually has a few really thoughtful moments about not giving up on life when you think that there's no hope, that there's no tomorrow, that there may be something more involved. Nicole Kidman does a nice little supporting role in this movie. It's not a terrible movie. It's called The Upside.
He's going to win you over in this movie, Bill, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, I have to say this, Dean, and I'm sure you've seen it, but there is a French version of this movie. The original version is a movie called The Intouchables. It was made about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's just
great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have not seen the original version of this.
That's so good.
I hear that this one's pretty close.
Oh, really?
That the original is still the original, but this one is pretty close with its sort of moral message in the movie. It's, you know, Kevin brings a whole updated vibe to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I was expecting, you know, Kevin screaming and shouting and hopping around and doing his whole Energizer Bunny routine.
Yeah.
And he does a little bit, but it was surprisingly thoughtful for what we expect from Kevin Hart.
All right, that's good news. And Dean's list on that one is?
Dean's list B on
All
that
right.
one.
Oh, very good. Stan and Ollie. Can't wait to see
Me
Stan
neither.
And Ollie. Please say good
this
things.
Is, oh, my gosh. This is the movie that you want to see. No, it's great.
Oh, good.
It's so good. It's the story of Laurel and Hardy. And it flashes a little bit on their early career, but this movie is mostly focused on the 1950s, in which they are no longer the rock stars of the world. The biggest rock stars in the world are actually struggling to get people into theaters to come and see them do their live stage show, struggling to get anybody even to make a movie with them anymore. So it's the story about their career, but really what is so beautiful about this movie is that it's the personal story between these two men. It's an extreme love relationship that they have, and it's a often extremely contentious, I don't want to say hate relationship, but, you know, they love each other, they hate each other, they can't be without each other, and can't stand being with each
just
other.
Just like us. This
times.
Is the story
like
of
Wendy
us.
And me. Yeah.
And one day there will be a Bill and Wendy movie.
Oh, with John C. Reilly playing Wendy.
Made. Well, I mean, here's
he'll
here's
play
the,
me
the,
though.
The thing. If you thought Christian Bale was great playing Dick Cheney, the physical transformation, wait until you see Chicago's own John C. Reilly in this.
We saw a video and couldn't believe it. He looks just like him.
Yeah.
And not like John C. Reilly.
Right. He looks just like Oliver Hardy. And Steve Coogan beautifully plays Stan Laurel in this movie. Not only the physical, but the heart and soul of these characters. This is such a beautiful movie. John C. Reilly especially brings such empathy to this movie and such an emotional touchstone. I loved it. I gave it Dean's List B+.
Outstanding. And Dean, we only have 30 seconds, but I know Destroyer's coming out. What should we know?
It's pretty awful. It's Nicole Kidman as an extremely dysfunctional LA police officer trying to score an arrest on a guy that got away years ago. It's just a terrible movie. I think Nicole Kidman went into this movie thinking, if I make myself look ugly, I'll certainly get an Oscar the way Charlize Theron and Halle Berry did to get their Oscars. But her physical transformation is dramatic. There's nothing else in the movie. I gave it a C-.
Dean, travel safely. Tell Liam Neeson that Wendy and I say hello.
Especially me.
Especially Wendy. And we'll talk to you in a week.
I'll try to get some pictures for you, Wendy.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. Safe travels.
See you guys. Bye.
Dean Richards, everybody. Coming up, the stories that matter with Dave Schwann from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.